Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns.
The LSU Shreveport pilots navigate a perfect landing. I need to make a full disclosure here. I am a graduate of LSU Shreveport, well, many, many years ago. The city of Shreveport and its largest university received some very positive news in the past week. The LSU Shreveport College baseball team put the school and the city into the national headlines and the college record books just a little over a week ago. The LSUS pilots, the riverboat pilot variety, won the NAIA Baseball World Series for the school's first ever national team sports championship. LSUS won every single game they played the entire season. Going 59-0 in 2025 just obliterated every season best won and loss record for every other team playing in the NAIA or the NCAA's Division 1, 2, or 3, or even the National Junior College Athletic Association. The 2025 LSU Shreveport Perfect Pilots baseball team went 33-0 at home, 14-0 on the road, and 12-0 in the playoffs. That's every single game played in February, March, April, and May without a single loss. No other college baseball team at any level has ever posted an undefeated season. Until now. But LSU Shreveport has waited 58 years to enjoy this type of moment. It took the Louisiana legislature a few decades to even approve the idea for and fund the construction of LSU Shreveport. The state's third largest city already had Centenary College, a private liberal arts school. Public universities such as Louisiana Tech, located 65 miles to the east of Shreveport in Ruston, and Northwestern State, 70 miles down south in Natchitoches, were the closest state schools to the Shreveport-Bossier City metropolitan area. LSU Shreveport finally opened its doors in September 1967 to 807 students. The school's first two buildings, the science building and the library, were constructed in a former cotton field located in what was at the time a rather sparsely populated area on the southeastern fringe of the city of Shreveport. LSUS began as a two-year college, but quickly morphed into a four-year university within just a few years of opening. It was and still is primarily a commuter school for local students. There is very little student housing available at LSUS even today. Those of us attending classes at LSU Shreveport during the 1970s celebrated the opening of a third building on the campus. The student named Snack Shack, you're right, Scooby, functioned as the school's bookstore and the students' cafeteria. Okay, the Snack Shack was basically an air-conditioned meetup spot for the nearly 3,000 students during the 1970s. And the food and soft drinks were actually served from a few vending machines. But sports at LSUS? Ha ha, you gotta be kidding! I remember coming to visit a gentleman in the LSU Shreveport admissions department prior to starting school as an incoming freshman during the 1970s. I asked him, "When do you think we're going to have some college sports teams on campus?" The man looked a bit uncomfortable, but he suggested that LSUS expected to be playing college sports, quote, "within a few years, probably before you graduate." That sounded great. However, he was very wrong. The university at least cut a deal with the Louisiana Army National Guard in Shreveport to utilize the military facility's multi-purpose building for the college intramural basketball game. Fort Humbug is located just a few miles north of the LSU Shreveport campus. And I can personally attest that Fort Humbug's hardwood gym floor surface was quite dusty and slippery. That's because several of the Army tanks were occasionally being driven into and out of one portion of the building for storage each week. The plus side of playing basketball in that particular facility was feeling quite secure while you're standing at the free throw line and looking at those Army tanks lined up across the baseline. It wasn't until November 1990 that LSU Shreveport finally fielded the school's first college athletics team as the men's and women's basketball teams tipped off. LSUS had secured funding to construct a health and physical education building during the 1980s. It featured a full-court basketball configuration and bleacher seats, which could hold a few hundred students and fans. The first LSUS baseball team, though, would finally come along 2 years later in March of 1992. The team's home baseball games, though, were not on the school's campus at that time. With the financial assistance of Shreveport C.E. Byrd High School, enough money was raised to jointly fund and construct a baseball field on the LSU Shreveport campus. Pilot Field opened in the spring of 1994. The baseball field is still jointly used by the college and the local high school today. But funding woes nearly struck out the LSUS baseball team and the school itself. State funding cuts in Louisiana forced the students at LSU Shreveport to make a surprising decision during the spring of 1997. By a solid margin, the LSUS students opted to reject a proposed increase in the school's athletics fees from $10 a semester to $30 to pay for the existing sports. The no vote forced LSU Shreveport to cut its men's and women's basketball programs due to the lack of funding. However, the baseball team at LSUS, which had a lower operating cost than the basketball programs, was able to survive during that period on the school's remaining but very tiny athletic budget. The Pilots basketball teams eventually returned to the hardwood 6 years later in 2003 after the LSUS Student Government Association finally approved a fee hike dedicated to help pay for athletics at the school. But in both 2006 and 2012, there were serious rumblings coming from Baton Rouge that the Louisiana State Legislature was going to merge LSU Shreveport into the Louisiana Tech University system. State college funding issues, which are always a hot topic in Louisiana, had the Shreveport-based member of the LSU system quite literally on the ropes. Getting anything controversial passed through the nearly 50-50 Republican-Democrat state legislature in the state, though, has always been a hard sell. No formal votes were ever taken on the proposed merger of LSUS and Louisiana Tech University during either one of those legislative sessions. Hopefully, none will occur in the near future either.
Excellent.
Back to baseball, the meteoric rise in the LSU Shreveport baseball team over the past six seasons can be traced to the hiring of Coach Brad Neffendorf in early 2020. Neffendorf came to Shreveport with a very solid background as a pitching coach and a great recruiter. The success of his teams at LSU Shreveport has confirmed his reputation for both developing young pitchers and finding top-level college baseball talent. LSU Shreveport's baseball team posted a season record of 45-16 in 2021. That was followed by 53-8 in 2022, 47-10 in 2023, and 44-11 in 2024. Brad Neffendorf's teams have made it into the NAIA World Series in both 2021 and 2022 before this year. And this season's 59-0 LSUS Pilots pitching staff finished the year by giving up a minuscule 2.35 earned run average. That team ERA was more than one run lower than the second closest team in the entire NAIA division in 2025. LSU Shreveport's bats thundered all season long with an eye-popping team average of .365 for the year. Three Pilots players, all seniors, batted over .400 for the season. This week, three LSU Shreveport players were named to the NAIA's first team All-America squad. Third baseman Josh Gibson batted .439 for the season with 71 RBIs and 55 stolen bases. Pitchers Isaac Rohde had a 16-0 record with a 2.09 earned run average, and Draven Ziegler, 13-0 for the season and 1.76 ERA, were also named to the first team. And did I say that LSU Shreveport's baseball team posted a classroom GPA of nearly 3.1 for the year? LSU Shreveport coach Brad Neffendorf put together an incredible college baseball roster, which has most of us scratching our heads asking, where did he find those guys? This year's baseball team had only three players from the state of Louisiana and just one from the home city of Shreveport. All but one of the players on the 2025 baseball roster were transfers from other colleges or junior colleges. So does LSU Shreveport have a big stash of NIL cash in order to find and pay these players? I think that's highly unlikely given the school's relatively minuscule athletics budget and its low sports profile in the Shreveport-Bossier City region. Here's a question for you. You want to guess the average home attendance for LSU Shreveport baseball games this season? And if you said 84 per game, you win! Coach Neffendorf's teams at LSU Shreveport have won at least 44 games in each of the last four seasons. high school and college baseball players who are looking for more playing time and exposure for a possible career in pro baseball or to earn more NIL loot at a bigger school next year, know that LSU Shreveport's program is a surefire resume builder. Sometimes the players will find the school as much as the coaches are able to locate those players. And this year's 59-0 perfect season at LSU Shreveport will have even more talented high school, junior college, and underutilized major college baseball players wanting to come play for the Pilots next season. Coach Brad Neffendorf himself is likely receiving a lot of attention from NCAA Division I programs right now. The Shreveport and Bossier City area might be a great place to live and raise a family, but that coach is receiving some tempting offers to move up for more money and pressure somewhere else. So take one more bow, LSU Shreveport Pilots. The national attention of having the first college baseball team to ever post a perfect season has LSU's players and coaches taking a well-deserved victory lap. The team was saluted by a joyous crowd of more than 1,000 last week in downtown Shreveport. The city's mayor and Louisiana's governor both proclaimed a special day in the team's honor. Speaker of the House of Representatives Mike Johnson, who also represents the city of Shreveport, advised the team this week that the president, who is a former high school baseball player himself, has requested the LSU Shreveport Perfect Pilots to travel to the White House soon and honor their 59-0 season. Shreveport's very own national sports personality, Tim Brando, who was an exceptional baseball player himself, recently commented on the LSU Shreveport team's amazing season. He said, quote, "Teams may go undefeated again, but not in a sport that requires you to play 50 or more games. The sport that is the most difficult to achieve perfection is baseball." Hey, you got that one right, Timmy. The 59-0 LSU Shreveport Pilots have just posted a once-in-a-lifetime sports achievement. So take as long as you wish to enjoy the accolades, Pilots. This particular alumnus of LSU Shreveport is soaking it all in with you and enjoying the team's success almost as much as you are. Don't be surprised if the loyal fans in the bleacher seats behind home plate at Pilot Field next spring start the "We Want 100" chant at some point during April next season in 2026. And why not? It's 59 games down and just 41 wins to go for the record-setting LSU Shreveport Pilots. I'm Swamp Swamp.